Welcome, everyone. This is the DFS Bum. All right, Thursday night showdown here. We have the Denver Broncos at the New Jersey Nets. A little bit of another underwhelming night, primetime night game. We did get spoiled, I suppose, a little bit last weekend between Monday night having the Ravens and the Chiefs. One of our listeners had a real nice win. I think it was about 10 grand or so and tied for first place. It was in a spillover contest. So shout out. Dude, name slips my mind right now. But anyhow, and then Sunday we had the that Saints and Packers game. But now we're back to kind of like, yeah, this is kind of reminiscent a little bit of the season. I think it was the first Thursday, or not the first Thursday night, but we had going back there, the Bengals and the Browns in one of those games, and then like the two Florida teams, Jacksonville and Miami, just kind of some ugly games here. And I think this one's probably going to be kind of ugly too. But hey, nonetheless, there is some money to be made, a fair amount of it too. So let's jump into it. If you guys have not yet subscribed to the channel, please go ahead and do so. All right, quarterbacks, let's start with them. We have Sam Darnold, and pretty underwhelming performance so far for him this year. First two games, 10 points and 12 points. Matchup, probably, I just call it middle of the road. I mean, it truly about is as middle of the road as you can get. The overall defense with the Broncos are 16th. And as far as quarterback, a little bit more favorable for Darnold. They're 23rd. You know, I just don't really probably see those guys populating the MVP spots on DraftKings. Darnold's 1,400 less. I mean, just performance is just really not there. And then going back to the other side of the ball here with the Broncos, it looked like Driscoll is out. They've already named Brett, I think it's Ripien, probably Ripien. I have not even really seen him play. He did come in last week and played a little bit. I think he was like about 7 out of 8 passing, maybe like 50, 60 yards. I think he had a fumble. At the end of the day, though, he only had a point. And I'm not really sure. I didn't see that game. So, I'm not really sure when he came in. $12,000 on FanDuel. He's $1,000 less on DraftKings. So either one of those guys, I'm just not really excited for that MVP spot. And about the only reason to maybe even do it in my mind is like if maybe you're looking for a contrarian type play. But even that, I don't know. I'm not feeling those guys. His matchup, he is literally middle of the road with the Jets. They're 16th overall, you know, 16th out of 32 teams. And then his matchup, too, individually with the quarterbacks, Jets seem to be a little bit tougher matchup for him. They're ranked 13th overall. So yeah, it's just like that guy. They'll certainly be in my utility spots. And when it's all said and done with, I might do like a few stacks for both teams potentially with like the quarterbacks and, you know, maybe a couple receivers or maybe receiver and a tight end or something like that. I'm sure I'll do that, but I'm not going to get too heavy on it. All right, let's take a look at who they're going to be throwing to. And I usually just like to start with tight ends because it's usually a bit shorter conversation before we get to the wide receivers. So here, what we do have as far as a guy that might be a nice MVP candidate, Noah Fant. He's coming out for the season averaging about 13 points. Last week he had 7 points. Before that, 16 points. Targets, though, last week were 10. First week, 5. He's been on the field for 79% of the snaps. His usage rate or target rate is 13%, so there's a lot to like with him. $12,000 on FanDuel. He's 100 less on DraftKings. Again, you know, all these guys have got pretty much overall middle-of-the-road matchups. Tight ends seems to be something that the Jets maybe struggle with a little bit, so his matchup there is 23rd. So that's a guy that I could see, like, I doubt this is a really, really high-scoring game. So I'm seeing, you know, maybe somebody like 16 to 20 points could be enough to get you into that MVP spot. I really think that could be the case. All right. Now, going here, other side of the ball, we have Chris Herndon for the Jets. He's coming in at 7,500 on FanDuel. He's 1,300 less on DraftKings. Only been averaging 3 points for the year. So this is a guy, last week he had 4 points on 5 targets. The week prior, 1 point on 4 targets. He is out on the field 75% of the snaps with a usage or target rate of 12%. So in these showdown slates, to some degree, everybody can be in play. I talk about this time and time again, and it's happened. Like, I bet you almost 75% of those showdown night games this year, where you're going to see like the second or third string tight end or the fullback lately come in and get a touchdown. It just happened the other night. We had Mercedes Lewis on Sunday night. Rodgers threw him a touchdown. We had had prior to that, like that last Thursday, who was it? That Rigold for, I think he played for Jacksonville. I can't remember, but he's like a fullback. I mean, we're just seeing that time and time again. Now, going back to that Saints game with Mercedes Lewis, in high-scoring games, maybe sometimes you do fade those guys. Because in that case, I think it was about a 15-yard touchdown pass. He threw up 8 or 9 points. And when you get a high-scoring game, that's usually not going to be in the top lineup. But if you get into like a defensive struggle where they're two shitty teams, you get a guy that's low-owned or like cheaper guy that might be like one of these guys that are like $5,000 to $6,000. And they go out there and they get you like 7 or 8 points, get like a little touchdown in the red zone. You see that happen in the top lineup all the time. And if you're doing like more me and my approach, I'm doing a lot of entries. I think it makes sense to sometime go down with those guys. If you're doing cash lineup, probably not. But anyhow, I think it's just worth talking about because you see it. It just happens on a regular basis. It's just trying to figure out who that dude is going to be. So, all right, let's look at a couple other guys here that might be relevant. You do have this Andrew Beck. He's only out there 10% of the time. He hasn't been targeted yet this year. So that guy right there is maybe a guy in Beck. He plays with the Broncos. So I could see possibly like fading him out potentially. Maybe if you were going to go down and play another tight end, Nick Vinette might be a guy. He has been targeted a little bit, but no catches, no points so far. But the one thing I like about him here is he's out on the field 29% of the snaps, and he does have a 10% target rate. Jumping over the other side of the ball, you could maybe look at like Ryan Griffin here potentially. He's out there 34% of the snaps. Not been targeted. I guess he was targeted, but his usage rate is only 3%. Maybe in this Trevor Wetzko guy, he's out there 25% of the snaps as well. Zero target rate. So again, these are guys more if you're doing a lot of different mass entry lineups where you might see where you've got really like, this is like what I'll do is I'll take like, say like 4 out of the highest scores that I can all fit into a lineup. And let's say there's $5,000 or $6,000 left. And then I'll take a pool and I'll just run some of these guys in there. Some of these real cheap guys. Potential for you to hit big on that stuff. And you can still cash on them as well, though they're not really maybe like what I would build a cash lineup around. But even if they get 0 points, as long as you get the MVP right, you can still make money. You just might not get first place onto it. So that's kind of what we're looking at is the tight ends. So if it was a real small player pool, I would just stick with Fant. But if you're doing GPP and you're looking for some other guys, then you got Herndon. And like I say, you got a couple of these other guys where you might take a flyer on potentially. All right, let's take a look at the receivers here. Yep. Let's see what's going on here. All right. There we go. So with receivers here, we got a couple of guys that are banged up a little bit. Jamison Crowder is hurt. He's a guy there, though. Was it first week out? He had 21 points, 13 targets, little slot receiver. Overall, he's a solid little player. He's a guy that's kind of easy to overlook, but if he plays, he's a guy, I could even see him maybe being an MVP candidate. He's out there that first week, 78% of the snaps. As you can see, his usage rate, 27%. I mean, that's pretty huge for a receiver. So just keep an eye out on him. And then from there, we have Jerry Jeudy. Pretty solid year, I feel, for a rookie. He's come out, his targets, 8, 7, and 9. Points, 8, 8, and 8. Averaging, you know, 8 points. And let me back up real quick with Crowder. So one thing, the Broncos, they really struggle with pass defense. So receivers there, even going more so back to that comment about him maybe being that MVP candidate if he plays, matchup there is 28th. Whereas we go down and we look at the opposite matchup, Denver going against the Jets. They're pretty strong against receivers. They're seventh. They're ranked seventh so far. Again, it's not a big like pool of games that we have to build off of, but it is something. If you're curious, I'm actually working off a draft dashboard here. You can, in my video descriptions, there's a link where you can try it for $1 for a month. So I think it's a pretty cool research tool. I just like it's just easy to use. It gives you a lot of information right at your fingertips. All right, let's look at a couple other guys here. So we got this Braxton Berrios guy, a little bit newer to the scene. I've not yet seen the Jets play this year. But this guy, last couple games, targets were 8 and 4, points 14 and 15. Out there, 54% of the snaps, 12% usage rate. At 14 and 15 points, going to give you the MVP spot? Probably not. If you threw him there, would that make you unique? Sure. I don't think I'd probably do that with him. But I'll certainly throw him into some of these lineups. In fact, too, I think what I'm going to do is, I don't know if any of y'all got NFL Game Pass. It's relatively cheap, I want to say. And I know in my case, like I can watch, I think on my PS4, but the games are condensed and you can watch a full game and it's maybe like 40 minutes or something like that. So I'll probably do that with the Jets, just because there's to be honest with it, it's like, that's just a game or a team that I don't really focus on all that much. You usually don't see him in prime time. But anyhow, that's a guy there that you might want to potentially consider. Looks like Chris Hogan is a little bit banged up. I don't know. 2 weeks ago, he came out and gave you 11 points on 8 targets. You guys probably remember him. He used to play for the Patriots there. Had a couple good games. He's out on the field 87%. Touch rate is 9%. And that's really what I look at in these games, is this who's out on the damn field. You know, it's a different kind of mindset, I feel, than like a slate, like just a main slate. Of course, because guys, basically, you would never even remotely even consider, you're looking at them now, you know? So like, I mean, for example, like, I mean, how many of these guys would you probably see outside of maybe Judy or Crowder, like in a main slate? Probably not a whole lot. All right, so let's look at Tim Patrick here. He's coming at 8,000 on FanDuel. He had 12 points last week. Before that, 3 and 5. Been averaging about 4 or 5 points a year. Targets 4, 5, 5, 5, and 5. He's out there 77% of snaps. Target rate, usage rate's 9%. Touch rate. So that's potentially a guy. And really, with all these guys, if we were going to do maybe like Judy, I guess, is another guy potentially, you could just kind of see he started off pretty solid. Maybe he's got that big game in him. I think most of you guys probably know Cortland Sutton's out for, I think it was for the year, but I know he's hurt, so he's not in the picture. So those are probably guys that would be a little bit hard-pressed to do anybody else. Though it's not a question. Like I say, it's just one big play, and a guy gets a couple other catches, and next thing you know, you might have some really random guy be in that MVP spot. But yeah, there it's a little bit slim pickings. So there's Hamler here. Is another guy with Broncos. Looks like he didn't even play, you know, in the beginning of the season. But then the last couple weeks, 7 and 5 targets, points 7 and 4. He's out in the field 80% of the time, 13% usage rate. Now we start to get maybe a little bit thinner. Deshaun Hamilton, as far as just their opportunity to go and play, thinner being in direct correlation to the amount of time they're out in the field. He's only out there for 47% of the snaps, 6% usage rate. Didn't even get targeted last week. Before that, 3 and 3, points 0, 1, and 2. So not a lot of upside there, but again, it just might be that one play. And then we also have got, to round it out, maybe a guy like Josh Malone, going back there with the Jets. He's out there 43% of the snaps, only 9% usage or target rate. And then here with Deontay Spencer and Tyree Cleveland, they're only out there like 6-7% of the snaps. Just really targeted basically like once this year, and look like they might have had like one catch. So I don't know with those guys if I would probably include them in my player pool, especially just because you got some other options that, you know, like for example, Malone's only $500 more, and same thing on DraftKings. So that guy, in my mind, if you were gonna like play any of these guys, at least going for the guys that are gonna be on the field as much as possible. All right, let's take a look at the running backs here. So, Melvin Gordon, as y'all know, back with the Chargers, he came over to the Broncos this year. And really, other than last week, I think he's had a pretty solid start. First week, 14 points, 15, and then 6. Targets, 3, 3, and 6. Carries, 15, 19, and 8. He's out there so far almost 70% of the snaps, 39% usage rate. There's a lot to like there with him. Now, part of it, too, I expect those numbers to probably shift over time. Looks like Philip Lindsay might be coming back. He didn't play those last two games. So you would probably expect maybe that to happen. You also have Royce Freeman. So if Lindsay plays, maybe Royce Freeman is kind of faded out potentially. When Lindsay was out, Freeman came in there and would get a couple targets, a couple carries, you know, 5 and 2 points the last 2 weeks. So I don't know about him in my player pool. Probably not. It looks like... Bell is probably not going to be playing again. So Frank Gore went out and started there the other week. And, he only had 7 and 6 points. Tough matchup for him going back to the Denver guys. Great matchup there. It seems that the Jets really struggle with that. 26 overall, whereas you can go back with the Broncos. That's one thing that they seem to do well at. So, it's just out of this grouping. Melvin Gordon's definitely an MVP candidate for sure. And then outside of that, they're just really guys that I would probably just see into that, just in the utility spot. The backup when Bell is out is this Preen dude. He's out there about, looks like, 24% of snaps. Did carry the ball 7 times last week, a couple targets, but only 3 points. I don't know, you know, about that. Again, it's one of those things where, if you know, when I build my pool of the guys that might fit together, he might stay in there. I don't know. I probably not. If I did have him in there, though, I probably would maybe like set it up where maybe like Melvin Gordon isn't that MVP, with the idea that maybe he got hurt or something weird happened and like this guy kind of stole his thunder for whatever reason. Not to say that I wouldn't. And I mean, honestly, you could probably even not even potentially put him in the same lineups. I wouldn't necessarily maybe be opposed to having the same lineups, but I figure, I mean, if this guy goes out and has 8 or 9, 10 points, what are the chances of him going out and having a kick-ass game too? They're probably low, because usually when that shit happens, it's like he gets a big run or a catch and he gets tackled at the 1-yard line. He's tired. They pull him out, and then the guy comes in and vultures, gets quick touchdown. I mean, that's kind of like the scenario I would see maybe that happening. And that's a likely scenario. Same thing with like Royce Freeman, but how likely is it, you know? I don't know. If it was a high scoring game, like I mentioned the other night, I wouldn't even fuck around with those guys. Cause like, it's just, even if they get 7 or 8 points, it's probably going to be enough, but I think this is going to be an ugly game. So again, if you're doing a lot of lineups, maybe you throw them in there. If you're only doing a handful, I would just completely take them out. So, let's just kind of sum it all up here. Looking at these guys the last couple weeks, like who would have been out of these guys, like the high scores. So a couple weeks ago, 15 points. Fant was 16. Braxton, Jesus. like I was saying earlier, man, just what a bunch of shitty, just two shitty teams. Opportunity though. I guess looking at it, I would probably think Melvin Gordon out of all these guys. If I had to just build like one lineup and pick one guy, I don't know. I think that's probably, I mean, he's got the matchup there. You know, this is kind of interesting too, looking at it again, just like with everybody, you basically kind of see here, like, all right, the running backs have got the best matchup in theory going against the Denver running backs going against the Jets. And then the Jets receivers have got the best matchup going against their Broncos. So I guess really that would be kind of what it would be, I guess, is let's take Gordon, you know, and then maybe some of these guys there with the Jets, like, you know, this Braxton dude. I literally, before I started to research this game, I'm just flat out honest with you, I haven't even heard of the dude. you know, so So anyhow, it's just like I say, that team, it's easy to overlook there. So, all right, guys, go out, kick some ass. It is actually Wednesday right now, so kick some ass Thursday night. I do have the NBA Finals video up. There's a huge amount of money there for their showdown slate on FanDuel and DraftKings. So go ahead and check that out. And like I say, if you're not yet subscribed to the channel, please do so. And then we'll be coming at you later this week with, we'll just continue out the NBA through the finals. And then I'll do the Sunday night showdown video and the Monday night one. And then once the NBA finals, I'll probably start doing the NFL main slate as well. I feel right now I've just been kind of too busy with the way the NBA is and all these other showdown slates and still just being a player myself that I haven't really had time to focus on the NFL main slate yet. In fact, I haven't even played in it yet because I just feel like I haven't had the time to really like dive into it like I normally would like to. So anyhow, those are just some things that we're gonna have coming down the pike here through the fall and into the colder months into the winter. So all right, guys, like I said, go out and kick some ass tomorrow night. Peace out. See you.